This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's a Tuesday, which means two Grand Slams, 725, your chance to win $2,000. Feeling good about it today. Putting that into the universe. Mm-hmm. One of you is going to win some big money today.
Yeah.
Got to have something go well today. Red Wings are playing tonight. Play the Montreal Canadiens, John.
Yeah.
Season on the brink. Stop me if you've heard this before. They have to win tonight.
Head to head for the team that holds that final wild card spot, the Montreal Canadiens at 85 points. The Detroit Red Wings currently at 79. It's a must-win game.
The question: are you already checked out, or are you holding out hope? This is an uphill climb if they win.
Sure.
It's all but impossible if they lose. If they lose, they'd be 8 points back with 5 games to go. If they lose, they'd have to win out and have Montreal lose out.
I think this is a game where you're going to be watching with one eye open. And it's because everybody right now, even if you're on the fence, I know a lot of people are probably checked out thinking, hey, the Wings are doing it again. It's something that they've done the last couple of years. They can't overcome the march that they had. And you're going to be watching this game. And if they win, then you start kind of peeking out and you see, is it possible? And yes, mathematically, it is possible. It's very unlikely that they are going to the postseason. But you got to hold out all hope. If they win tonight, I'm still holding out hope, even though I know it's a long shot. They lose tonight, I'm out.
They'll be out, so they'll be right there with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mathematically not out, but yeah. In for all intents and purposes.
I think there's a lot of people listening right now that are already checked out. And I'm not judging you. They haven't played good hockey. Back-to-back-to-back collapses in the month of March. Even if they win, they still need a little bit of help. They need Montreal to lose another regulation game along the way, and they have to... this is be another 7-game win streak, which they're capable of, but if you're checked out, you're checked out. To me...
third 7-game win streak of the year.
They would need it.
They've done it before.
Yeah. To me, I'm a sucker. I'm holding out a little hope. What other choice do I have? The alternative is rooting for draft position and hockey players that are 3 years away at best. Sure, win tonight, put yourself in the conversation, apply a little pressure. Talbot turned into a brick wall in front of our eyes. He's been very good the last 4 appearances. They're going to need him to be very good tonight.
At Montreal,
yeah,
which is the one we're talking about for tonight, it's a must win. At Florida, now they just beat Florida at home.
And they're reeling. They're not healthy.
At Tampa. So the road is not easy.
No.
But it could be very dramatic and very fun right to the very end. And most likely, if your heart's not been crushed already, it will be beating and they will rip it out and stomp on it right in front of you.
The most Red Wing thing to do is to win tonight.
Yeah.
We don't get the sweet release of the season ending tonight. They win just to dangle the carrot and get you a little more excited for the final few games of the regular season here, where they will inevitably fall just short because this run is happening for the second year in a row, too little too late. Ticket text 248-539-9797. I've been completely checked out for 2 months now. I actually hope they don't make the playoffs because it'd be a huge waste of everybody's time. I don't think it'd be a waste of most Sider's time or Lucas Raymond's time. I don't think it'd be a waste of time for hockey fans who have not seen a playoff game at LCA. Think about that. The Pistons have played multiple playoff games at LCA, but that building was designed for hockey, and it's not yet hosted a playoff hockey game.
Mm-hmm. And we're still looking at the possibility of it being Toronto. Right? Or that would that not apply? No, you play Washington, right?
Because they're the number one overall seed.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get to play Ovi. You get to see Ovi again. It's all about the opponent. Look, I'm not hopeful on this, although I don't think this is like an impossible thing yet. I mean, obviously, it starts with a win tonight. Just the irony of them finishing the season with another 7-game winning streak. They would have 3 7-game winning streaks throughout the season.
Yeah.
They get to 89. Montreal plays 4 games after tonight. If they get a point per game, they would get to 89.
Montreal's the tiebreaker.
Montreal has the tiebreaker?
Currently has the tiebreaker.
Would the Wings, though, in that scenario? You're talking 5 more wins.
Yeah, I think the Wings may overtake the tiebreaker in that scenario because I think they have Montreal has 3 more regulation and overtime wins.
I mean, I'm threading a perfect needle here for that to happen. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Imagine losing last year on the tiebreaker and then getting in this year on a tiebreaker.
Right, and I think just the funny thing would be that this would be a team that had 3 7-game winning streaks. That's 21 wins, and you still only got to 89 points.
Look, they're a flawed hockey team. I think we've been all over it. Ticket Texture says it's not even just a must-win tonight. It's a must-win in regulation. They have to pull the game in the last 3 minutes if they're tied. Nick and Clarkston.
Pull the goalie, they're saying. Right?
What did I say?
Pull the game.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull the plug on the season. No, they got to pull their goalie if it's tied, is what he's saying. Naturally, the Wings will win tonight, keep you dancing like a puppet, play alive, get you feeling good, and then crush you again, signed Steve.
Yeah.
What if this becomes a thing? They squeak in this song, they're just jamming, it becomes just like Gloria with St. Louis.
I'm hoping. No, I don't believe it's
I don't want
happen.
It to because I actually think that's Pearl Jam's most overrated song. But
that would have been a thing if they had found a way to win at all during the month of March.
May I throw a curveball at you guys?
Yeah.
A little fun on the fly.
Yeah.
What should be their song once they're eliminated? It doesn't have to be Pearl Jam. I mean, it could if it works.
What songs have dead in them?
I mean,
Taps.
Black.
Taps.
No, something better than that.
No, I mean, if they lose tonight, we open the show with Taps tomorrow.
Probably.
Something from Stevie Nicks in honor of Stevie Y, maybe. I don't know.
That's going a little bit. That's a deep
too
cut.
Too deep.
Yeah.
Texter loves your point, John. This is a one-eye open game. Says that's the best way to describe tonight's Red Wing matchup. A one-eye open. Just kind of peeking.
Yeah.
A little nervous. Not really sure there's going to be any joy at the end of this deal, but keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been checked out for weeks now. They just can't seem to make a run or show they're interested in making the playoffs. I'm ready for the season to be over. And for you guys to be done talking about them, Chad in a truck. All right. I'll take it personally.
Are you done going to games?
I have no more games. Well, my next game at LCA would be a playoff game. Or it'll be the season opener next fall. It's one of the two. Pretty dramatic crossroads there.
Have you at any point had the car flags on this year? Maybe that's what we've been missing. A little bit of energy in the community started by one Jim Costa.
People told me they didn't want me to have the car flags after last year. Make up your mind, people.
Well, I mean, it hasn't worked this year either. So, I mean, what's the happy medium? If they win tonight.
Hear me out.
Tomorrow morning, can we see you pull in, soaring in with your car flag?
Maybe, but hear me out. Maybe, just maybe. I have no say in how this season's going to go.
Yeah, I know that.
Maybe, just maybe. Maybe just maybe they have their own issues beyond what's on my car. I'd wear them if it actually meant something. If it meant they could actually do this.
You'd wear them.
Sport them?
Yeah. You'd fly the flag.
I'd fly them. Texter says, Wings must win tonight. If they do, Montreal folds and it's possible to get in. I'm a hardcore Wings fan. I've checked out.
The Tigers have as many wins as the Wings since February 25th.
Signed, Steve.
Ouch. And I believe accurate. Six apiece.
Uh-huh.
Texter says Creed, 6 feet from the edge.
Okay. Yeah.
And people are loving Javier Baze. They want to know where Javier Baze is coming from.
Oh. Yeah, that's Keegan-Michael Keyes. He did the a lineup as the high school teacher, the Aaron style. Now, the rest of them were, I mean, he was put on the spot, right? I think he did a great job. I think he's hilarious.
I think Dylan Dingler's like Dylon or something. I mean, yeah, it's a whole bit. He did the bit on Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Texter says, you can't win a division in April, but you can hurt your chances. This is a breath of fresh air to not be climbing a tough hill to get back in. The Tigers look legit. With Javi Baez, I'm sorry, with Javier Baze, how long does he have to perform halfway decent until we can pull a Trey Turner and cheer him on? I'm not saying he deserves it, but I'm saying at what point could you justify it, Terry in Rochester?
That might be the question of the day, is when does the production, and because it's not just at the plate, like he's been good in the field. The tag he had the other day at second base to tag out and Dylan Dingler made the throw. But the play yesterday, what was it, off of Holton's glove? That was a great play.
Okay, and we'll end with this. We have ticket textures on the songs that we should play for the Red Wings.
If they're eliminated?
If they're eliminated. Beck, Loser, Chris and Howell.
I'm a loser, baby.
Hurt by Nine Inch Nails when they're eliminated. Ty and Fenton. The Red Wings song. If eliminated from the playoffs, it should be the same old song and dance by Aerosmith.
We should have played that the month of March.
The Red Wings song should be Last Kiss by Pearl Jam once they're out of contention. Brandon in a truck.
A lot of Pearl Jam.
Yeah. And Mike in Clarkston hasn't given up. He says, All I Need Is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics.
That's exactly what it would be, too.
Heather's news in the two Grand Slam are next, 97.1.
Hey, grass is going to start greening up. I know it doesn't seem it because it was cold yesterday. We had snowflakes. We might even get some snowflakes today, but you got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call because crabgrass comes right along with green grass. Give them a call at 888-GET-GREEN, or you can find more info on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket, and it's the Natural Way difference that actually makes the difference. You got kids running around your yard. You love your pets. They use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. They're going to assign your lawn its own specialist, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. I mentioned crabgrass. You got to take care of it. Now, if you see it, it's too late to fix it. That first application is the most important for crabgrass control, so you got to do it now. They're going to give you 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're just going to fix problems as they arise. They're not going to talk to you about it. They're not going to tell you about it. They just fix it, and you got to love a company that you don't have to communicate with all the time. 888-GET-GREEN is the number. NaturalWayLawn.com is the website. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports?
If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before the two grand slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Well, lots of drama going on at the Tigers. Sam Mensen, who as of just a few days ago was the Tigers assistant general manager, resigned before the team could terminate him for inappropriate behavior. So according to The Athletic, two former female Tigers employees said that he sent them unsolicited lewd photos on Snapchat, right? And there's another woman who works for Major League Baseball, not for the Tigers, also says she received at least one of these unsolicited photos from him as well between 18 and 19. But they say it started back in like 2017, these photos. So they go back quite a while.
And I hate Snapchat. We'll talk about it more at 7:35. I absolutely hate that app.
Because the photos disappear.
Yeah.
Well, people
yeah.
As think a dad, they can yeah. get away with yeah. whatever.
It's disgusting, right? It is so gross. He told The Athletic that he left his role because he was looking for a change in careers and he was going to go home to New York to deal with some family issues.
I'll bet.
He was with the Tigers organization for 13 years. He worked his way up, starting as an intern in baseball operations. So he started in 2012.
Did you ever cross paths?
Oh, for sure.
So you knew who he was.
I started in 2013, worked there for at least 10 seasons. So I was there for quite a while. I knew him. I didn't know him well. I couldn't tell you much about him. We didn't work directly with each other, right? So I didn't have like any sort of friendship or relationship with him at all. But I mean, he was with the team during the opening road trip, right? Like, he was working. He worked a full day on Thursday, the day before the Tigers home opener. And then by Thursday evening, he had resigned. This is all very new, very fresh, right? Like these are all new. It's all just coming out.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. It's disgusting. Out. Women don't want that. I have received one that I can remember, unsolicited photo.
I would imagine these are memorable.
Of somebody I didn't know, right? I'd gotten a message on social media, which I do all the time. People message me all the time, and I typically will try to respond if I can. And somebody messaged me, so I clicked on it, and boom, there was a photo. It is disgusting. You feel nobody wants to see that unless they specifically ask you for it. Do not send a woman those photos.
John,
they don't want to see that.
John, have you?
Have I ever? No.
By the last
I can't even
news,
imagine.
He doesn't even know how to take a photo.
I can't imagine.
You're like, is it a tripod situation?
Trying to position the camera to get the right angle to make it look.
John, it was never going to look good.
Well, that's what women say. There's no flattering way to do it. So, not to make light of this story at all.
Don't worry about the angles because it doesn't matter.
No.
Is it more a matter of lighting?
No, that doesn't matter either. So there's a Tigers fan who was down at the game on opening day and is now fighting a parking bill after he was charged an absurd amount.
How much? I'm sorry. I'm doing what John does.
I'll just jump to it. So he thought he was going to pay $50. He parked at a structure that had a sign that said $50. Uh-huh. He was not imagining it was going to be $50 per hour because he paid over $472. And he was forced to pay it because when you go in, there's a QR code you scan. So they take your credit card number right there.
Yeah.
So he was, and the only way to get out is by paying this money. And he was unaware. He was shocked, right? So he thought, this is going to be $50 where he parked, and he couldn't believe when he was charged so much money. So he is trying to dispute the charges. He's trying to work with this company to come up with some solution. And he says he's sharing his story because he hopes that this doesn't happen to anybody else. But I'm sure it did.
There must have been other people that...
Without a doubt. And this article that I got this information from was from Fox 2, and they said they spoke to the company who runs this parking structure, and they said the event rate is $50 a day not $50 an hour, but they did say rates are subject to change.
But that's outrageous.
Oh, after you've already entered? Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, we're going to change the
rate. Opening day. Sorry, yeah. $50 an hour.
I was going to say, opening day, $50. You go, okay, I get it. I think I even saw someone have a sign for $100, but $450? Yeah. Outrageous.
Yes, for sure. More than 22,000 pounds of bratwursts have been recalled over the presence of hard plastic in the products. So you might have this at home. Maybe the recall of Johnsonville brand cheddar bratwursts was initiated after...
Make it all better.
Not this one. After customer complaints were made. So the recall applies to the 19-ounce sealed firm tray packages confirming 5 pieces of this Johnsonville bratwurst. There is package codes you can look up online. If you do have any of these, because they were distributed to locations in Michigan, throw them away. Don't eat them. Or you can go and return them to the place where you purchased them. Mm. Finally, there's a 26-year-old guy in China who almost died after getting a massage. Said he, you know, was having some neck pain just from the way he was working. You know, he sit so long staring at a computer. So he booked an appointment and he was getting a massage, said everything felt great. And then all of a sudden, he said that the masseuse did what he called a more vigorous maneuver. And he felt a sharp pain in his neck followed by a massive headache. He went to the ER the next morning because he woke up with slurred speech and numbness on the left side of his body. You guys, the masseuse accidentally ripped a hole in an artery leading to the brain, and he had a stroke.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Crazy. Doctor said they treated him on time. He's going to be okay.
Vigorous. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. That's... I mean, I've heard of those stories. I don't know if it's true of people when they crack their necks. Have you ever heard that? I don't know if you could actually do that. We could like
it's
crack
always
your neck
the concern
so
when you, like if you go to a chiropractor. I've gone like once or twice,
I do too.
It scares the hell out of me.
Death, like it's terrifying, or stroke. It's terrifying. Uh-huh. Yes.
It's awful. All right, Heather, with the news, it's the two grand slam.
Let's give away some money, Jim. You said you're feeling
lucky
today.
Today's the day.
Are you feeling lucky?
Punk?
You took a lot of joy in saying that. Jim in Linden, a fellow Jim, ready to win some money. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Good. It's great. Thanks for calling in this morning. We're excited to have you.
All right, Jim. So the rules of the game are easy. You're going to get 60 seconds and you're going to get 10 questions. Each question you answer correctly, you're going to get $25. If you get them all right, you're going home with $2,000. Now, if there's one you don't know, you're going to want to pass. And if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. What team did J.B. Bickerstaff coach last season?
Toronto.
What is the nickname of the University of Houston?
Cougars.
Who won the Masters last year?
Pass.
This rock band had the 1991 hit Alive.
Pass.
How many Stanley Cups has Alex Ovechkin won?
None.
Name one team the Lions lost to in the 2024 regular season.
Washington.
Jim Costa is attending this sporting event this weekend.
I'll say the Masters.
Who plays Captain America in Captain America Brave New World?
Pass.
Is Elk Rapids located in the lower or upper peninsula of Michigan?
Upper.
Who wears jersey number 31 for the Detroit Tigers?
Pass.
Got you with one.
Well, one's better than none. You know, so you got that going for you.
I'll take it.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you.
We'll put you on hold. Get you paid.
Not a good sample for Jims.
I was going to say, as a fellow Jim, I'm deeply disappointed.
Yeah.
Want to go through this?
Yeah. I mean, this is going to take us a little time. Hopefully, we can get done before the break here. A lot of wrong answers. Sorry, Jim.
What team did J.B. Bickerstaff coach last season?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
The nickname of Houston.
He got that one.
Yeah, Cougars. Yeah,
I thought we were making a recovery there.
Who won the Masters last year?
Scottie Scheffler.
The rock band that had the 1991 hit Alive.
Come on, man. I have been on this one for a while. We even mentioned it earlier in the show. It's Alive, Pearl Jam.
How many cups has Ovechkin won? He said none.
None. That's a decent guess, but he's won one.
He has won. The Lions lost to two different teams in the regular season last year.
Keywords.
Regular season. We would have accepted either, Buffalo or Tampa. He mm-hmm. went with Washington. Jim Costa is attending this sporting event this weekend.
Frozen Four.
Yeah, Masters, decent guess. Masters would be fun to go to. Captain mm-hmm. America in Captain America Brave New World.
Anthony McKee.
Elk Rapids.
Mackie. Whatever.
Elk Rapids is located in the Lower or Upper Peninsula.
Come on, man.
50-50 shot.
Lower.
He said upper. And number 31 for the Tigers.
Riley Green, our all-star. And the Tuesday 2 Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininio Law.
Your next chance to win some money Thursday, 7:25. It's 97.1. Nobody likes going to the dentist. But it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to stress you out. You got to go to Brightside Dental. 9 Metro Detroit locations. There's one near you. They've got a $35 new patient special. These are all good reasons to go see them. But the biggest thing is they're not going to shame you. They're not going to make you feel guilty. If you're not flossing 3 times a day, they're not going to get on you for it. There's no lecturing and there's no pain. I went ahead to get a cavity filled. They numb you up. It's a piece of cake. Make an appointment. Get back in the routine. 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care. Mize was dealing.
Yep.
Back to back. Strong starts for Casey Mize.
Man, he was so good yesterday.
Tigers have won 4 in a row.
And Scooble on the mound. On deck is Flaherty.
Chance to sweep the Yankees. The very least, take
at least
this
series, yeah.
And that would be 3 straight series for a team that's won 6 of 7. Look, it's early, but this is what we needed to see. We needed to see some life, some fight, a little bit of that last year mentality to start this year. And we're all feeling pretty good about the Tigers right now. How far are you willing to go? We'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a Lions mm-hmm. mock draft, the latest, and a potential Lions issue for the upcoming season. I don't think Heather would be very happy.
I'm not. I wouldn't be.
8:02, we'll get to that. Yeah. We had a conversation off the air. I think it could be a good conversation on the air.
Yeah, and it's one that we found ourselves minutes before the show having this 10-minute discussion. We thought, let's take this to the air. And some of it has to do with, obviously, the executive with the Detroit Tigers mm-hmm. that resigned before he was fired for sending inappropriate pictures to others. But he did it. What are you going to ask?
I was going to say, what do you mean inappropriate photos, John?
Lewd photos.
What does that mean, John? We all know.
But it got us talking because
they were legitimate questions as you were doing the story.
No, you were fishing.
You were.
Okay.
When I say lewd photos, you know what. Anyway, let's
so. But
keep
that takes us to where we were going with this conversation in regards to. And I mentioned it at the time, Snapchat. That is the one app that I absolutely despise. I think it's fun if everyone is above board and everyone is appropriate, everyone's acting as they should as responsible human beings. We all know that's not always the case. As a dad, I always look at the kids' phones, and the problem with Snapchat is pictures disappear. Now, you can look at the history and see who's sending pictures. The problem is, if you're a despicable individual, you aren't going to use your own name. You're not going to have an avatar of a middle-aged man. It's going to be of a young individual to try and bait these kids into inappropriate conversations or sending them inappropriate things or trying to get something in return. And that drives me nuts.
I have one quick question. I don't have Snapchat, really have never used it except to play with filters once years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. Can you take screenshots?
Yes, but it notifies the other person, at least when I had it. I don't have it anymore.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, so somebody has sent you pictures that you've screenshotted? What were those pictures?
Nothing lewd.
Or you sent one that somebody screenshotted.
I want to get this out. I have never sent.
I'm not saying that, but so sometimes you send funny pictures, right?
Yeah,
and I've done
it
with the kids, right? And they'll take a screenshot.
Yeah. It's been years since I've used Snapchat, but at that time, unless they made an update, it would let the other person know you took a screenshot. But what some people would do is if you had friends,
okay,
and they use one phone to take a picture of the other phone. Kids are smart, and also it's scary.
Okay.
Which led us to the conversation about your comfort level with your kids on social media and when your kid even gets a phone to begin with.
Yeah, because we know in school there's been this big public push, whether it's through the legislature or school districts individually, saying no cell phones in school. And which I think is a great rule.
Or in the classroom.
In the classroom.
Because usually they're allowed in the school, but you need to leave them in like a locker or
right.
somewhere
and,
else.
And there have been different states that have different rules and different laws of, you know, whether they're even allowed to have them in school now or not.
Okay.
So it raises the question, when are you okay with allowing your kids to have a cell phone? Because different situations require different things.
It's a really hard question that we haven't had to tackle yet. Clearly, our oldest is three, but nobody has house phones anymore, right? So like when she's old enough and Brooks is old enough to stay at home, they're going to need a phone and we don't have a house phone.
When did you get your first phone?
I got my first phone when I was 16 and got a car, and it was not used as a cell phone. It was a car phone. It was a phone that stayed in the car.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those old school, like, it wasn't huge. Well, it would have been huge now, but like
a
flip phone. Not quite, because it did flip. It was okay. A flip phone.
Yeah.
But it was literally, I kept it in the car. I didn't use it to text or make phone calls. And then I got my first phone, like the phone that I purchased, like, and I bought with, you know, I was like, I'm going to go get a phone. It was so expensive at the time because it was like color screen.
Right.
It was a flip. It's still the flip phone. I'm sure I was still 16, but.
John, I mean. When did
the
you get
thing
your
it opens the best part.
When did you get your first phone?
So I will show my age here.
The elder statesman of the show. When did you get it?
So there was one friend that had a phone in college, and it was one of those that came in a case. It had a huge battery.
Like a briefcase.
Yeah. No, it was like, I don't know, it 6 inches wide by 12 inches by, you know, whatever. And it would fit underneath the seat, right? And it was for emergency purposes.
So it was that car phone.
Right. And so the when I got my first phone was after I graduated college my senior year. And I was, you know, trying to, you know, communicate with my agent, with other individuals in the NFL of, you know, getting ready for the draft. That's when I got my first flip phone. And texting was all new, calling at different spots, because you didn't always have cell coverage where you were. I mean, now it seems like you have it almost nearly everywhere, or you have Wi-Fi that covers it. So it wasn't something I was faced with, certainly as a teenager or as a middle schooler or even in my college years.
No, and social media wasn't even really a thing until I was in college, when it was the Facebook. And it was only for college students with
Did you ever have a MySpace?
I did have a MySpace, John. Don't know who my top six were anymore, but I did have a MySpace.
So as the youngest of the three of us, I got a phone in sixth grade.
Oh my God.
Now, this was not a smartphone. I didn't get a smartphone until I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So there were limitations, but, you know, texting with T9 and you call to, you know, get picked up from wherever you are with your friends. So I had a phone relatively young, but it didn't have the capabilities of the phones now.
Right.
If you give a 10, 12, 11-year-old a smartphone, they have access to everything.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think the phone is the issue. It's the smartphone and the access to the internet and social media apps.
It's a computer in your hand.
That's
the
issue.
You can do whatever you want.
Not the phone.
And talk to whoever you want. And kids are, like, it's what they've grown up with. So they know, like, Teddy has an iPad that he watches. He can navigate the iPad. He's 3 years old. And so it's something that they're very familiar with. And, you know, whether it's iPad, it's a phone, everything changes. So for us, because the rules are going to be a little bit different for Teddy than they have been for the other kids. For the other kids, because their mom and I was going through a divorce, both of us need to be able to communicate with the kids at different times. But for Teddy, and there's a big push in a lot of the communities, an actual, like, I don't know if you want to call it a media push, but it is, hey, try and put off getting a phone for your kid until they are going to high school or they are in eighth grade, and put it off as long as possible, one, for their development, but also because of the risks involved with the apps that are on there. And it's not even the apps anymore, because you can communicate through so many different, you can just communicate through the internet. It doesn't need to be an app.
So we'll throw it out. Phone number's 248-539-9797. You're a parent. When do you give your kid a phone? And how do you monitor with all these apps? I know the Snapchat thing freaks you out as a parent.
any social media freaks me out as a parent. What do you do in the evenings? Like when they go to bed, do they have access to their phone? Like, are they able to do anything? Like, or do you make them leave it charged in the kitchen? Like, how do you, I don't want my kids upstairs in bed when they're supposed to be sleeping, playing on social media apps or.
Well, and there's a lot of studies about, you know,
getting on the internet
about, if you're looking at your phone in bed now, the whole blue light thing has been kind of debunked as a myth in terms of it affecting your sleep. But if you are on your phone or you're on a device in bed, it becomes addicting and you're doing the mindless scrolling that it does affect how much you sleep and how much rest.
Right. So what do you do with your kids?
So what I should do and what I am doing is different.
We'll explore that. There we go. All right. Phone calls, ticket text, 97.1.
Hey, if we're talking about phones, we're talking about pictures, it's so easy to be in pictures these days, but if you're uncomfortable being in pictures because you don't like the way you look, you don't like the way you feel, you got to give Ideal You a shout. IdealU.us is where you can get more information, and you could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You, and you could be happy being in some of those pictures yet again. I know this program really works because I lost 50 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And if you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And here's what you're going to find out: how much fat you have, how much muscle mass, bone mass, water weight, all of those different things. So you can set your goals with your health coach. And book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. I mentioned that weight loss coach. They're going to be with you every step of the way. And when you reach your goal, they're still going to be there to make sure that you keep that weight off. IdealU is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy to have your picture taken again. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.
Eight o'clock hour, we'll get back into the Tigers and some Lions. Lions possibility that I think Heather would be disappointed in.
Very much so.
Get to that after we wrap up this conversation about your kids and social media and their phones. This actually started off air. We were talking about Sam Menzin, the assistant general manager of the Tigers. He resigned before they dismissed him because of allegedly sending lewd photos.
Unsolicited. Lewd photos to female employees.
Yeah, gross, despicable, and sounds like it was over Snapchat, which is how the kind of the ball got rolling here. What about these kids who have Snapchat on their phone? When do you let your kid have a phone? How do you monitor this? John, before we get to the bank of calls, you said you have what you should do and what you do.
Well,
and I know I said do-do.
You said do-do.
I know.
Kind of threw me for a loop there. Yeah, what you should do is, hey, when they go to bed, their phones are left in the kitchen. They're not in their room, and you get them an alarm clock. But you can also turn the phone into basically a paperweight or an alarm clock, because you could set time limits that have a passcode on it that only I know. And so during the day, I have time limits set up for how long they can be on these apps.
So the phone itself still works, just the apps.
Correct.
And the internet.
Yes.
Okay.
And so... and obviously the older kids, they need to have their phones because, you know, like Ruby's driving to and from school and different things like that. But what we're talking about is when they're in your home and you know, I do think that they're on them too much, but you can set up those time limits. And the time limits, like for Instagram, I've got a 5-minute time limit for the day. So same thing with Snapchat.
Do all of your kids have social media accounts? And when did you let them have one?
I don't think Teddy has one.
No, Teddy
does
not.
I'm not talking about Teddy. No, I know. Yes, that's ridiculous. Yes,
yeah. Jerk.
Well, you know what? Some people set up their own accounts for their little
ones
kids.
And they post photos.
Yeah, like Instagram. Yes. I've seen that, so they can watch their life in pictures.
But anyway, like how old were you and your daughters? How old were they when they got an Instagram or a...
The first time, and so Snapchat has been removed a couple of times and then replaced. I don't remember how old they were. They probably were 13, 14. Mm-hmm. Which I think is in hindsight way too young and a decision that I regret.
But everybody
how much of this is all my friends are on?
Yeah.
Well, And that's the thing is, yeah, their friends are on it, but then now it becomes peer pressure. Like, how as a parent, you're not the one that's supposed to succumb to peer pressure.
But you're going to let your kid be a loser and not have all fun with all the friends? And well, like, I think that's the pressure that you get put under.
It does. And so that's why I think you go in and you create these time limits and you make it known that I am going to be looking at your phone. I'm going to be looking at your text messages. I'm going to be looking at your social media. So that they know at any point, I'm going to grab your phone. It could be in the middle of the day. It could be at night. But you also put time limits on in regards to how long they can actually be on those apps.
Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Let's start with Matt in Roseville. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, this is a near and dear problem to my heart. I've got a 10-year-old and 2 7-year-olds, and I think the 10-year-old got an inactive iPhone at around 8, and we set up a kid's messenger account for him so he could message with his cousins and with his friends from school and things like that. But we can monitor all of that. The entire threads show up on our messenger accounts as well. But, you know, we've got them set up on phones that are only Wi-Fi, so they're only able to use it in the house or when they're on hotspot from our phones. There's a lot of, you know, options you can do for protection there. In fact, their iPhone account is set up to where they can only download apps that we approve. It actually sends us a request to say, hey, they want to download this app. Do you approve? And you have to, you know, click and allow it, basically, for them to be able to do it. John, I wanted to tell you as well that there's some new advances in a couple of new phones with a couple of the carriers that for when you're hunting, even if you're outside of cell phone service, they'll allow you to do satellite text messaging. So you can actually send text messages from wherever you are. If you get into a situation where you need some help carrying something out of a brush where you don't have cell phone service.
I've actually utilized that, and thanks for bringing that up. This is a great point. If you are outside of service and you still need to make a call, you send a text for emergency purposes, you could do that. You can also access, you know, you could download maps ahead of time and use those offline. And the GPS on the phone will still tell you where you are so that you can get out of a tight spot. Been there. Where am I?
Let's get to Daniel. You're next up. Daniel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning. I was 13 when I first got my phone. I think I was definitely too young for it, you know. I was exposed to a lot of stuff. But yeah, I like what the last guy was saying. There's things you can do to monitor it and all that. But at the same time, I don't know. I still probably wouldn't go with a smartphone. There's a lot of things that I'd worry about, even just the internet alone. Like, I don't know how much you can do to prevent them from even using just the internet on their phone, you know?
Scary stuff.
It is, because kids always find a way, and a lot of times they're just way ahead of being able to use it more so than parents
are. Well, they see it as soon as they're born. I mean, you hand Brooks a phone and he knows that you got to scroll and push the button. They know how to turn it on. And they've seen you use it since birth. So they know how to use all of this stuff. But man, social media, access to internet, that stuff scares me.
Some people pointed out in ticket text, you can have them use like an Apple Watch or other, you know, smart watches as kind of a workaround. That way they're not on. You can see where they are.
Even in schools, they're not allowing the Apple Watches either, which
not?
I think is great. Yeah, because, I mean, then, yeah, kids can sit there and text back and forth with each other.
But you still have to have your phone near your watch, right?
No, you can have...
See, I don't have Apple products.
You could have an Apple Watch that has cellular service.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I have one because I like to go for runs, and if something were to happen to me, or if something happened at home, and I needed to be in touch with either the kids or with Lisa...
Exactly. Yes. Could save your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Texture said.
Or not.
As they say, this is Jeff and Petoskey. When you're ready to end your child's innocence, provide them with a smartphone. You know it's true. Mm-hmm. We have 3 daughters. They'll never get phones until high school. And then they have to bring them to the kitchen every night at 10 p.m. Our 3 boys did not get phones until they were 13. They didn't have iPods or access to iPads. We didn't let them have Snapchat until the summer before they're entering high school, Steve, in Milford.
I mean, that's my hope. That's my goal. I hope social media is just done when Emily's older, Brooks is older. It just disappears.
Yeah, fizzles out.
Yeah, like maybe it's just not going to be a thing. It's just all going to die.
There's a chance it won't last.
Sure.
Sure about that? Yeah. Joe and Howell, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So there's a actual cell phone called Bark that allows no social media on the phone and is tamper-proof from social or for kids, so they can't wipe out any of the parental stuff on it. Hmm. And it also has the tracking capabilities.
Yeah, there's also an app, Bark. Like, and I think it's probably the phone from the app where I get an email every day that says these are the sites that they searched.
Oh, wow.
And so you get a chance to see their internet searches as well.
So there's a lot of technology that you can do to help ensure that your kids are not getting into no good. But it's still a lot of work on your end as a parent. And I guarantee you a lot of parents aren't doing all of that.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work.
Oh, I believe it. Well, especially for you with all your kids. I mean, you got a lot of phones to look through.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
End of the day is like a
Whoa.
Like an assembly line. Texter says there's a book called Anxious Generation. It says smartphones shouldn't be had before 14, no social media before 16. Giving kids access to the dopamine rush before puberty can negatively impact their brain development.
I totally believe it. Never read the book, but...
My wife has done a lot of research on this, all of those different things that you've just talked about are things that she brings up and will do differently as Teddy is growing up.
All right, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some Tiger baseball. 8:35, Scott Harris on Torkelson and how much of this is luck, how much of this is real. Plus, we'll play the mountain climber game. If Torque and Mize are real, how real is this baseball team? Coming up next, the Lions could play on Christmas Day. Heather.
Boo!
It's about what I thought. It's 97.1.